Harlan girls basketball is back on a winning track after defeating Underwood on Saturday 52-33. This win helped to build on the confidence of the Cyclones, especially because they now have back-to-back conference road games that are crucial wins.
Definitely does a lot for the confidence. I thought we played some really good quarters there, especially the third quarter. I thought we went on a heck of a run and, just kind of gets us going in the right direction, especially for road stretch. We got five games in a row on the road, so we definitely have to have some confidence and feel good about ourselves going into it.
This season, Harlan has held teams to just 43 points per game, with more pressure on the defensive end of the basketball. Head coach Zach Klass has continued to push being more physical and focus less on how you make the defensive plays, rather creating turnovers and forcing the tough shots.
I think we just, talk about it in practice a little bit more than we did in the past. And we just talked about we got to be a more physical team. I think we're kind of a lot of finesse and not a lot of fight. And now we're starting to get a little more fight to us and we're starting to move bodies. And, I think we're turning and looking for the ball before, what our goal is find a body, then find the ball. And I think we've kind of turned that mentality around a little bit here lately.
With a very experienced squad this season, Harlan's juniors and seniors have continued to be great leaders for the younger girls on the team. Coach Klassen is hoping that with their leadership, Harlan will become a revolving door of leadership and talent for Cyclone basketball in the future.
I think they've done a great job of leading. And I know at the beginning of the season, we talked about, we're going to have some of these sophomores and freshmen play. You're going to have to help guiding them. And I think they've done a great job of being patient with them, and talking them through plays and just kind of helping them get to where they need to be sometimes when, the ball's moving a little fast and they kind of get out of place. So I think they've done a great job of being good leaders for these young kids. And hopefully, when these young kids, a couple years from now, they can lead the youth.
The IGHSAU released their rankings last week that updated Harlan to number 7 in the state for Class 3A. Harlan currently sits at 10-2 on the season and 6-1 in Hawkeye 10 action. The Cyclones also started off the season with an 8-game winning streak, where they continue to win games big down the line until losing to St. Albert and Lewis Central, two other state-ranked teams. These rankings are important as Harlan looks to stay in the top 8 to land a good position come February.
Talked about you got to be in that top 8 when the seeding or the pairings come out. That way, if you do make it to the game to go to state, you're probably going to be hosting more than likely. So just kind of focus on every quarter. Don't take quarters off. Don't take plays off because we're getting down to the stretch here where we've got a lot of games and we just got to nose the grindstone here and close this thing out.
On Thursday, Harlan will be traveling to Atlantic to take on the Trojans in Hawkeye 10 action. The Trojans are led by Peyton Harder, who averages a double-double of 16.9 points and 11.5 rebounds per game this season. Both teams have had some time to prepare for one another as they've been ready to go down for a defensive battle.
Thursday night, it's just we're going to have to box out. Harder is a beast on the boards. And I think last year she had 23 rebounds against us one game, and that cannot happen again. We've already talked about that before. Obviously, we're prepping for them before we got rescheduled. So we've had some time to practice it for them. So we should be ready to go on that aspect. But the physicality is going to be important on the rebounding come Thursday.
Atlantic will host Harlan on Thursday, January 25th, with the opening tip-off at 6:30 p.m. KS95.7 will be live with Tom Robinson on the call with a video live stream on Western Iowa Today TV. I'm Zach Collins reporting.